that's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April.
The voice of the Vikings. Paul Allen.
He is I and I is he. Welcome back. 9:36 on the 9 to noon show. Very happy now to be joined by Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. Coach Zimmer, Paul Allen, how you been?
I'm great, Paul. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How has life on the road been, sir?
It's one hotel to another, down the highway. You know how that goes.
Sometimes you wake up, you don't even know what city you're in.
Yeah, and trying to remember where you've been after three straight days is a little hard, too.
You wake up in Gainesville, and you're like, well, I came here to see Blake Bortles. Oh, wait, I'm at the wrong Florida place because I've been on the road nonstop for like a week and a half, right?
Right. Yeah, it's been just like when I first got the job, it's still a whirlwind.
When does it slow down?
I hope it slows down a little bit when we start practicing with the OTAs and we start getting out on the field with the players.
That probably excites you most right now, right? To get to, you got some free agents here. You re-signed some guys. Sure, there's still some more work to do. Then you got maybe the lifeblood of the whole thing, the draft coming up. Once you get that first rookie camp, you get into the field house. The weather takes a little bit of a turn. You get your living situation squared away. Then maybe that's the deep breath moment.
I hope so, and I am excited to get on the field with the players. That's that's kind of what I love to do. I love to get out there and see them work and watch them work and demand that they do things right, and so I'm excited about it.
You, Coach Zimmer, you an outdoors guy? Summer fishing scene's pretty good here.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. I'm going to have to try it.
That could be nice and relaxing for a head coach before you head into your first full season as a head coach in the NFL after the draft and the camps. That could be another deep breath. I know. I sound like your psychiatrist or your counselor right now, trying to get you to have a deep breath moment. But seriously, man, it's been 2 months for you. It's been a complete whirlwind.
Yeah, it has been. But I'm going to get out there and catch some of those walleyes and northerns.
Could you guys draft today? If you had to draft today, could you do the entire thing?
I couldn't. I'm sure Rick could. I've been starting to work at. With the defensive guys and starting to work my way down the list on that. But if it was just defense, I probably could at this point, but I still have some work to do on the offense.
I would imagine with the draft, Mike, there's a lot of delegating. Do you oversee it? I get that. You're the head coach. But do you put your expertise into the defensive players you prefer and then let, like, Rick Spielman, Norv Turner, et al. Handle the offense?
No, we're going to sit down and with all the coaches, really, we're going to sit down and communicate our thoughts with the scouts, our evaluations, and then put it down there. And then Rick and I and we'll sit down and we'll talk about the scenarios and then go from there. But it really is a collective effort in everything. Obviously I'll rely a lot on Norv. I'll rely a lot on all the offensive coaches, and the same thing on the defense side of the ball with George Edwards and all the position coaches there, because that's why I brought these guys in, because they're also great evaluators. They're guys that have done this for a long number of years, and I think collectively is the best way to do it. So when you say, hey, this is the guy that we want, we all feel great about it. He's a Minnesota Viking, and he's one of our guys.
Mike, without divulging names for obvious reasons, do you see players in this draft where privately you're like, hell yeah, man, I really hope I get a crack at this guy?
Well, along with the process of watching them on tape and finding out what kind of person they are and what kind of player they are off the field, what kind of leader he is, what kind of competitor he is, what kind of intelligence he has. Those things all become a factor. There's guys on tape and you say, wow, this guy really looks good. And then you go back and you find out, well, he's really not our kind of guy, or vice versa. And so, to answer your question in a short way, there are guys that you really think, man, I'd like to get this guy.
Yeah, speaking of, like, the player and who the guy is as the player, when you were in Cincinnati, your leading tackler, Vontaze Burfict, went undrafted from Arizona State, off-the-field situations. Adam Jones had his problems. Terrence Newman didn't have off-field problems, but he kind of washed out a little bit in Dallas. Do you pride yourself on taking on players like that and making it work?
I don't know if I pride myself on taking those kind of players. I pride myself on getting guys to play really, really good. I love proving people wrong. I love having guys that, like Terrence Newman, they say can't play anymore, or guys that are on their last leg and giving them opportunity to play for a few more years and play really good. And, you know, that's always kind of been my niche a little bit, is taking guys that and proving people wrong. And, you know, it's kind of like me, you know, that people passed me over for a long time, and so I have a little bit of a special bond with them, I guess.
Of all the, and this is a really difficult question, if there's not an answer, no problem, of all those scenarios with which you've worked in your career, Mike, is there one guy where everybody had given up on him for whatever the reason, and he turned out to be a really good player under your tutelage?
Oh, let's see. Yeah, I mean, there's several guys like that. You know, the one I have the most fondness for probably is Terrence Newman, because I had him early, and then I left, and he didn't really play as well. And, you know, he's played great the last couple years. But he's got a great heart, and he's a good kid, and, you know, those things are all important to me. And, you know, Paul, a lot of thing in the NFL is that if guys are in the right system, they have a chance to play. And guys go someplace and they don't fit in the system, and then they go somewhere else, and you know, they're used differently, or taught differently, or whatever the case may be, and they seem to flourish. So I always believe that if a guy gets in the right system, he has a chance to play, because there's a lot of guys out there that, and even guys that are on the street that can play at different places if they're used correctly, or they're taught correctly, or whatever reason you get them to click, and then they go on and play good.
Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer on your home for Vikings football, FM 100.3 The Fan. I'm Paul Allen. This is 9 to noon. Good morning. When it comes to putting stock into pro days, Mike, what's important to you? For instance, the Louisville quarterback, by all accounts, had a very uneven pro day. Does something like that affect somebody's draft status?
You know, I think everything they do affects their draft status a little bit. You know, whether it's how they interact with the people around them, their tape, the way the trainer talks about them, the way the weight coach talks about them, the way the head coach talks about them, how they do on the field on a pro day. I think it's all a piece of the puzzle. I don't know that it's the final piece of the puzzle, but yeah, and I think certain positions are different than other positions. You know, the reason why you go to the pro days is you just like to see them interact with guys. You like to see them, see how they move in front of you with your own eyes, as opposed to seeing on tape that we watch all the time. But a lot of it is just the feeling that you get when you're around them, when you sit down and you talk to them, how intelligent, you know, with all, and I know you're talking about the quarterback, but, you know, we sit down and talk to these guys, and we meet with them for about 4 hours before they work out, the day before, taking the dinner, talk to them about different things, see how they react to the waitresses, to the owner of the restaurant, all the different things that, trying to get them to figure out if they're the right kind of guy. And then obviously what they do on the field is important too, but that's not as important as how they play in games. But it's just another piece of the puzzle.
With Bridgewater and that reportedly uneven pro day, and any word on what happened to him that day?
You know, honestly, I don't know, Paul. I was not there that day, and I know it was reported that I was, but I have not seen the workout. You know, obviously, I've talked to Norv and those guys, and you know, I think the guy's done. From what Norv has told me, it wasn't anything like what is being reported. So, you know, it's just part of the puzzle.
You were on the road when you guys moved on Captain Munnerlyn, I believe. When I came out there and met him and did some work for Vikings.com, after chatting with him for a little bit and looking back at his equity in the NFL with Carolina, absolutely seems like your kind of guy. I mean, he's Winfield diminutive, big with the upper body, started his career as a special team stud, and then moved himself into a starting role. It just seems to me from afar that you like a guy like the scrappy Captain Munnerlyn.
Yeah, he was a guy, you know, very similar to the guys we talked about, that that you know, everybody wrote him off. He wasn't good enough. He wasn't big enough. But he's very, very confident. He's a heck of a competitor. You know, I've talked to several people about him that says, hey, he's going to fight you all day long. You get out on the practice field, and whoever you're going against, he's going to have a full day's work ahead of him against Captain. So we're excited to have him, and you know, those kind of guys that have a lot of energy, that are great guys in a locker room, that want to be Vikings, that want to be around us and go out and compete each and every day and be the same guy every day. Those things are all important to us.
How is the captain against the run, specifically when he's coming from the inside? Say he's part of the nickel package, he's on the inside. Is he scrappy against the run?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're not going to have guys in here that are not scrappy against the run.
What can you tell us about the other cornerback, Derek Cox? What did you like about the prospects of him?
Well, you know, Derek was he had a good year a couple years ago, and then he signed with San Diego and did not play very good last year, to be honest with you. He got benched, and but we brought him in, worked him out. He's big corner, has a lot of athletic ability. And he's one of those kind of guys that I'm hoping that I can resurrect his career a little bit.
With your former team, the Bengals, I know you were quite fond of the play of defensive end Michael Johnson. Into free agency, or right around the time free agency started, Mike, were you surprised your former defensive end opted to go to Tampa?
A little bit, yeah. I would say a little bit. You know, Michael is a very Southern country kid, and grew up in Selma, Alabama, and he wanted to be close to home is really what it all came down to. It had nothing to do with football. He wanted to be with me, but I think that was a struggle that he was going through, whether to be with me in Minnesota or to be close to home, and I lost.
you guys immediately moved on another defensive lineman. This one is the 325-pound-ish tackle, Linval Joseph. From afar, I think it helps on many levels. What do you like most about Linval Joseph, Mike?
Hey, Paul, let me go back on the defensive end for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Everson Griffin, we decided early on that he was our guy, even though Michael had played for me. And so I don't want to give the impression that that Michael Johnson was the guy we were going after and Everson was the second guy. We felt like Everson was a guy that his career is starting to go up, and he was the guy that we really put our eggs in his basket first. And then if it got too out of hand money-wise or something like that, then
yep,
we're going to move on Michael. So anyway, going back to that. But Linval, you know, Linval is a big, big, powerful man. He's a great kid. He's strong. He's physical. He's intelligent. He's got a ton of athletic ability. He'll be an excellent run player, and he's got a lot of power in the to push the pocket in the pass game. He's not the flash pass rusher that you'd like to see, but I've had several people come up and tell me since we signed him at these pro days that we got a really good one there.
And he had 7 sacks the last couple of seasons. How does he get his sacks? Does he have a good wiggle at the line of scrimmage? Are quarterbacks holding the ball too long? How did he get those sacks?
You know, he overpowers guards is what he is really, and centers is how he gets them. He'll take those guys and drive them back and then finish off the edge of the guard. But his big thing is he's a power rusher. He's going to try to take that guard and knock him back.
Just a couple to close here for head coach Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Back to Everson Griffin for a second. What is it what makes you most enamored with his game? And do you believe he can stand up against the run as a quasi full-time right defensive end?
Yeah, he'll definitely be able to do that. He's got good strength. You know, one of his big things is his versatility. When he goes inside and rushes in the nickel package, he's very, very good. And he has great explosiveness off the edge when he's playing end. He has good strength. I think we can use him in some different ways where we move him around a little bit. You know, and some of these things we'll have to find out during these OTAs and in the mini camp to find out exactly what he can do. But, you know, we're going to teach him the techniques that we want him to play. We're going to be very specific with exactly everything that we're asking him to do, and hopefully he can learn all these things and continue to be a better player. I think he can use his hands a lot better than what he does, and his strength. He's got very, very good lower body strength, which is important for a defensive lineman.
Last one, Mike. What's your view of the draft from a quarterback's perspective? Are there some guys you feel can help teams? Now, I don't want to necessarily say immediately, but be legitimate, good NFL quarterbacks for many years.
I do. We've met with several of them, and the thing I've been the most impressed with is their intelligence and their demeanor around the rest of the players, their leadership qualities, the way they catch on to the system, the way that they interact, and then obviously their athletic ability, whereas throwing the football and moving and those kind of things. I think that I think there's a good group of guys here, and I think some 1, 2, 3, who knows how many of them are going to end up being very good quarterbacks in the NFL. And when they get to, again, like when they get their chance, when they get in the right system, when they get their opportunity, somebody's going to take off and run with it. And we're just hoping we get the right one.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Enjoy the rest of the offseason, and I'll see you soon, okay?
Okay, Paul. Sounds good.
Yep,
good
see ya. Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. We continue with a Vikings theme and tie.